Blog Talk Radio.
Shabba, India. S and a H and a A, double B and a A, R, A, Ken, A, F. Always the best.
Fly the flag.
ASAP mob.
Always.
Do the jump, flank the flag.
Yeah, fly the flag.
Lord of mercy.
Fly the flag.
People. Say my name a little louder. Follow up my name, you can rip up the crowder. Say three times if I me on the crowder. Shabba, 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 shabba. Oh man, say that little louder. Follow up my name, you can rip up the crowder. Say three times if I me on the crowder. Shabba, shabba, shabba. Hey, follow up my name, come to my name. Call out my name, follow up my name. Now stop until it reach all of fame. Say your body want shabba, not the same. People, follow up my name, come to my name. Call out my name, follow up my name. Now stop until it reach all of fame. Anytime I'm a bit flame. I mean, they may need a two cold placer. To non-believer, he not believer. Come call the paper, follow the procedure. Me no rocking but follow the leader. Head dog go jump off a fool them shoulder. Chop off them head with me cleaver. From Jamaica right back to Geneva. Shabba ranking a two cold pleaser.
Shabba ring, shabba ring. Eight gold rings like I'm a shabba ring. Four gold chains like I'm a shabba ring.
I can get a new Bugatti, but a nigga rather chill. Rather sit up on the block and take it till I get a meal. What about them old bitches who ain't wanna give me fear? Now they wanna make it Gucci cause a nigga got a deal. Rather double up and drop and hit a booty in Brazil.
I'm in puta cana when shit gets so real.
Two bad bitches in my vehicle. Yellow hood rats like Pikachu. Hit it from the back, gotta scream it like ah, like Jesus do. Bring a rapper from the dead like Jesus do. Can't call them both thugs cause they eating do. I'm about to rhyme and flip moon. Nigga, y'all, y'all, y'all.
Mother, he can't Puerto Rican, be freaking a deacon in the hood, poke it, good throat, and feet in the sheet. She feeling my team, I asked her if she feeling the weekend.
Cause that nigga like Shiggy, hey, why you singing? I'ma get the bread while I'm breathing. I'm the rookie of the year, you better believe it. I be barking like a Q, like a Barry Collegian. Like a pedigree,
yeah. Need another plug and a quick trip. Quick, young nigga had that made the money backflip. I'm trapping with accuracy. Accuracy. Gold on my toilet like masterpiece. Yeah. Little mama, she drunk off a daiquiri. Shabba ring my pinky finger, please.
Shabba.
You mad cause you working at Mickey D. Your nigga, I'm flexing like Hercules.
Flex, flex.
You can take her to the movie and go watch the.
Welcome to Wrestling X Factor for December 29th, 2013. It's your homie, Wayne Benitez. Yeah, we got a guest for y'all, ladies and gents. Rastafari, Black Star, J. Cole. Yeah, what up?
Yeah. Hey, what's going on, man? Definitely happy to be on the show for real. What's going on?
Ain't nothing, man. Back to it's a second time you back up on here.
Yeah, I mean, I told you it wasn't going to be too much longer, but shout out to your DJ on the ones and twos for real. That nice little song you put together for real.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah, but I mean, last time we was on here, I believe it was me and Jacob Image.
Right.
Yeah.
And you now going solo, representing the Shotta Kings.
Yeah, basically. I mean, it's still the same thing. You know, just me doing it pretty much, you know, by myself, like I should have been doing from the beginning. But, yeah, it's just basically me. You know, me and Kendrick are still together. We got a female joining the group also pretty soon. So it definitely should look pretty good, you know?
Right, right.
Yeah.
And you currently been working at VTW?
A few times actually. It's definitely a good place to work. I think the people there are pretty good. Our first time there, it was kind of like we had this match against these two guys from Maryland, I believe. I think they came from EWA, and they were kind of like sloppy as shit for real. But at the same time, you know, we always came out on top, you know, and do our thing. So, I mean, it's definitely not a disappointment there.
That's what's up. And you also held a singles title at WA.
Yes, I did. It was early this year. It was actually my first belt, and I held that belt for a few months actually, and it was definitely an honor to. It wasn't really an honor because really they had the privilege of working with me, so it was definitely a different experience. I mean, I definitely respect those guys down in Triple Double A, and I wish the best for all those guys down there.
That's what's up. What's your memories of working there?
Do you really have to talk about this? But okay, I give that place respect. I mean, that was like the second place I actually was actually active, but it was pretty good. I mean, some of the people that I competed against with, I had respect for. Some of them I really didn't, and some was like neutral, but I mean, the overall experience was a good experience. I got a lot of that exposure, learning how to work in front of people and, really find out who I am. So I think it's a good experience. And I think that if you want to start out, that's probably one of the best places you can really go to. I mean, I think Dino is a good promoter. So, that's definitely a place to check out.
Right. And you're still currently working at ACW also.
Yeah, I've been working there. That's actually the company that I'm actually a part of. I'm representing that. I think they're the best thing that's going on in Maryland right now, ACW. And I think that they have a lot of good things to offer. And I think that it won't be, it won't be really any competition when ACW gets to the level that they're trying to get to. So.
And you also had your chance also to work with a WWE legend, also the Barbarian.
Yeah, it was a good experience. I mean, when you get into pro wrestling, I mean, you don't think about certain things like that. You watch somebody on TV as a kid and things like that. You don't ever really think that you might get that opportunity. And, I mean, I actually did. I mean, a lot of people, I didn't really know what the opportunity was actually worth. It actually meant something. So it was a really good match. I mean, I got my ass whooped, but, but, I mean, it was definitely a good, a good experience. And it taught me a lot of things, too. So I got a lot of respect for that guy.
Right. And which opponents? Do you like to work more at ACW with talent?
I would probably have to say, Prodigy. He's a really good guy, and I actually used to look up to him. I definitely admire him. Being the savage that he is, he's really, really, you have to really be able to go to really step in the ring with him. And, I'm trying to actually, get to that level where, we can go toe-to-toe. I think you got two big guys that got a lot of, athletic ability. And I think that me and him will put on a really, really good show, So he's like 6'5", So, it's I think that's something that everybody needs to see.
Yeah, that's what's up. And you also had experience trying to learn more from Sanjay Dutt also?
Yeah, I mean, when I trained in Maryland or whatever, and they had guests come down, and I got the opportunity to work and train, and train with him for a week. And I learned a lot of things about, being a pro wrestler in general, where he made it so explained that you don't have to always be a big guy. It's okay to step out of the box. It's okay to surprise the crowd with new things. It's okay to show also what you can do instead of what you're supposed to do. So he put us through a lot of heavy, running and flipping, a lot of type of gymnastic style type training. So I definitely learned a lot from that.
And do you also see yourself working at other big indie companies like in other places in the Northeast? Maybe like New Jersey, yeah. New York, or yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking. Me and my partner have been talking to a lot of different places in New Jersey, New York, and actually places overseas also. But I mean, you know, New York is one of them places where, you know, if you want to make some history and kind of make a name for yourself, it's a lot of good places. So yeah, definitely shout out to the people out there that's been helping us out. So
right. And who did you want to work with in the future? That's on it in the business.
You mean like just in general, or like just anybody in general that I would want to, like, you know, face and anything like that?
Just yeah, in general, yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of competition out there, but I mean, I would probably say if I had the opportunity to just pick any person that I would just, you know, any superstar or any non-superstar, I'd pick a non-superstar. I think there's a guy, his name is Mustafa. What's this guy's name? Mustafa Aziz Daniels. I used to train with that guy down at the Gilberts, and you know, he got a name for himself, and you know, he has an A-Rap gimmick and things like that. But you know, me being who I am, I just think that we can do a lot of good things in the ring. You know, so that's one person that I would probably recommend. If somebody said, "Hey, you want a match right now?" Yes, against who? Him. I would say him in a cage match.
Right, yeah, that's something new and creative, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you don't see a lot of stuff like that nowadays, you know. So they had they have an open challenge at the AWL show for the same guy also, you know. So if you guys are, you know, in the Maryland area, you might want to check out the AWL show. It's on the it's in January. So yeah, definitely check your calendars. It's gonna be a good show.
Yeah, that's what's up. Do you currently watch the current product of WWE, Ring of Honor, or TNA?
I watch Total Divas. Like, nah. I watch a lot more Ring of Honor than anything. I you know, every time I watch that show, I'm highly entertained. I learn a lot of things also, and it really just has what I'm looking for, and that's just plain wrestling, nothing else. So, I think if I had a choice to start out right now, I would probably go to either TNA or Ring of Honor, but I would probably want to go to Ring of Honor first before anything. So.
Right, is actually their work ethic, and even they also telling us a story with their work rate also.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, and you get a lot of hard work, and you probably see sides of yourself that you've never seen before, you know. So, I mean, you see a lot of things, you know. I used to watch Jay Leaf all the time, and I always thought, you know, he was a cool guy, and, you know, so we need a lot more guys like that too. So yeah, definitely one of the guys I look up to though.
Right. Yeah, and nowadays with TNA, they trying to look for the a lot of indie workers to get more time on TV also. And something new, and like they've been doing when they was in Nashville at the Asylum, they trying to go. They could more likely go to that direction also.
You mean more like a contest type thing?
Right. They can be still regular on that on that roster also, and just get their name out, that new a lot of talent that that more people haven't heard of, you know, also.
Yeah, I mean, so don't be surprised if you hear my name on something like that, or you see my name. Don't be like, oh, that's him. He was gonna be on there. I already told you. So like, you know, don't be surprised if you see something like that. You know, so you know, I don't want to be one of those. I don't want anybody to be one of those people that like never talked to me or showed me any concern or support. And as soon as I got that, they'd be like, hey, what's up, buddy? No, fuck that. So. You know, so don't be surprised, because I got talent. I don't want nobody to get that confused or anything like that. I'm better than a lot of that bullshit you see out there. So I just want to make that known for everybody. So, I mean, and as far as, like, promoters, if you don't have me on your show, you're not making money. You want to make more money, contact me.
Right. Do you have interest in going overseas, like to Japan?
Yeah, I mean, you know me and you talk about, you know, Japan and stuff like that, and I just value the way that they appreciate wrestling over there, and because they feel somewhat the same way that I do, you know. And like right. America, I think professional wrestling in America has been like great to with no Vaseline, please. I'm just be real with you. But you know, I think that before I go, you know, anywhere else I would want to go see, you know, and probably like really maybe even just live there for a few years, you know,
right.
And just travel,
right?
You know, and really get some different type of experience.
Right.
Who's the baby?
Yeah, in the studio, yeah, my son in the studio.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Like you got Ethan White, a young man, so who want to run the business? And, you know,
right.
when you gotta
right.
Hang it up.
Right.
Yeah.
Also, it's just so many companies in Japan, like the new one from Muda, Russell One, they looking for more American wrestlers.
Yeah.
To mix it up with, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they like a lot of big guys too. And I got a friend. His name is Kendrick. He really likes Muda like that. That's really where he learned a lot of stuff from. I learned a lot of stuff watching him too. So if I had that opportunity, I would be gone tomorrow. So you know, I definitely want to try it out.
Right. Yeah. He also. Also, you're more suitable as a heel, more when I be watching your work also.
Yeah, because I don't fucking like people. So it's like, no, but seriously, yeah, I mean, like, honestly, it's just me being me. I wouldn't even say it's like a certain, you know, way. I mean, I could be a nice guy, I could be an asshole, but I just prefer to be an asshole. It's much easier for me, so. You know, I'd rather be honest. So I wouldn't say it to me. It's not like work. It's a natural type of thing. You know, I'm a type of person that, you know,
right.
If I want to feed you some shit in your mouth, I'll do it and smile at the same time. You know, so I don't have. So when I'm out there and I connect with the people, and you know, I intimidate them and you know, mm-hmm. curse at them and spit. I want that back. You know what I'm saying? So if I can't get that back, I'm not doing my part. You know, I'm not doing
right. Right.
I mean, because we get all. I mean, I remember this one lady. You know, she got. I think she had to be like 80 years old, and we had a show in Cambridge. And the next thing I know, this lady was behind me with a cane, and she really like she was in my face. Like she walked up to me. I'm like, you know, like how did she get past security over the railing? Like. They let her walk up here, you know. I can't do anything, but that's the type of things that we go through sometimes.
Right.
You know, so, you know, that's just something you got to deal with. I mean, I've seen people beat up fans. I wouldn't do something like that, but, you know, especially like,
right.
sometimes we might Like, sometimes he might be in Hillbillyville, you know,
right.
with the middle boys. So,
right.
You know, <it's>, at the end of the day.
Right.
That's what I want. I want you.
Right.
To
right. And have you also have any upcoming shows you want to plug?
Yeah, I mean, we have VOW. I have VOW in January. And we have AWL in January also, if you guys are familiar with that. We also have ACW in March. And we have the King of Maryland tournament, which is that part also, and we have the Five Star Wrestling, which is in March. But actually, coming up early January is the APWA and West Bumfuck Virginia is going to be on the 11th. So, you guys definitely be there. Check me out on Instagram. _ Twitter,
right.
J. Cole, Facebook, J. Cole, YouTube also. Subscribe, like me everywhere, like me here, like me there. Anything else?
Right. That's what's up. And you can also plug anything on our group page Wrestling X Factor on Facebook.
Yes, sir.
Any of your even upcoming or just anything to interact with the fans out there?
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna have everybody subscribe to the official YouTube page. I'm gonna post that in there later on tonight in that group, and I'll post that on Instagram also for you guys.
It's an honor having you up on here, and you can come back anytime, and good luck on your singles career, and just keep the 100 out there.
Yeah. Definitely appreciate it. The next time I'm on the show, I'll be talking about how many championships I won and where I've been at. It's going to be like a success story, because it will be.
Right.
But, but no doubt. Rastafari all day.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, you have a good night, Matt.
All right. Appreciate it, everybody. Right. Thanks.
Yeah, that was J. Cole, Black Star. Yeah, we running out of time, ladies and gents. So if you want to reach us at Wrestling X Factor group page or Blog Talk Radio for archives of the show. And this is Wayne Benitez signing off. Later, y'all.
Shabba. In there. Yeah, S and a H and a A, double B and a A, R, A, Ken, A, F. Always the best.
Fly the flag.
ASAP mob.
Always.
Do the jump, flank the flag.
Yeah, fly the flag.
Lord of mercy.
Fly the flag.
People. See my name a little louder. Hello, me name, you can rip up the crowd. Three time for me on the crowd. Shabba, 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 shabba. Oh man, say that little louder. Hello, me name, you can rip up the crowd. Three time for me on the crowd. Shabba, shabba, shabba. Hey, hello, me name, come to me name. Call out me name, follow me name. Now stop until it reach all of fame. Say your body want shabba, not the same. People, hello, me name, come to me name. Call out me name, follow me name. Now stop until it reach all of fame.
flame anytime me break me sweat flame. I mean them in need a true cold blazer. Turn on believer, he not believer. Come code a paper, follow the procedure. Me no rock him but follow the leader. Head dog go jump off a fool them shoulder. Chop off them head with me cleaver. From Jamaica right back to Geneva. Shabba rank in a true cold blazer.
Shabba rank, shabba rank, shabba rank. Eight gold rings like I'm shabba rank.
Wanna make it Gucci cause a nigga got a deal. Rather double up and strap and hit a booty in Brazil.
I'm in Punta Cana when she gets so real.
Bad bitches in my vehicle out. Yellow hood rats like Pikachu. Hit it from the back, gotta scream it like ah, like Jesus do. Bring a rapper from the dead like Jesus do.
Can't call them both us cause they eating do.
I'm about to rhyme and flip moves. Nigga, y'all, y'all, y'all.
Mother if he can't, Puerto Rican be freaking a deacon. A hood poke, get good throat and seat in the sheet. She feeling my team, I asked her if she feeling the weekend.
Cause that nigga like Shiggy, hey, why you singing? I'ma get the bread while I'm breathing. I'm the rookie of the year, you better believe it. I be barking like a Q, like a bird collision. Like a pedigree.
Need another plug and a quick trip. Quick John, nigga, had that made the money backflip. I'm trapping with accuracy. Accuracy. Go on my toilet like masterpiece. Yeah. Lil' mama, she drunk off a daiquiri.
Shabba rank my pinky finger, please.
Shabba.
You mad cause you working at Mickey D.
Your nigga on flexin' like Hercules.
Flex. You can take her to the movie and go watch the film. ASAP Bird brought me a pelican.
Link, link, link.
That's my medicine.
Link.
Quavo, old man, it's Sega Genesis.
Take your grass and go ring.
Bling, 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 bling.
Been trying to take my ring.
Gun go bang.
Pew. Cast out on a jeweler.
King.
Got a feeling like Martin Luther King.
I had a dream.
Had a dream.
If it's, I only sip if he near with the beam. I extend in my clip. If I see the police, grab my chisel and I deal.
Shabba.
My fingers, we feeling the arenas. I
Shabba.
Think that Hannah Montana in real. I feel
rap.
Like that Keisha K. Yard. That double AK-47s, they aiming to
look, nigga, get it straight. You can never fuck with my click, boy. Oh shit, quick. Hit you with a drop kick, jaw. Boom, break. You can see the way the clock tick tock tick. Funny rolling, nigga, stop, bitch, boy. Bust round back up in the cockpit, spit toxic. Always giving niggas hot shit, boy. Niggas see me shine until they
sick, sick, sick.
Any bitch really want a slob dick, boy?
So much jury, nigga, looking priceless out here.
A lot of rapping niggas looking lifeless out here. Kill them till they say you nigga trifling out here.
Hey, you can let them talk. You know who the nicest out here.
Bite those pussy, best I get lore when you hear the shot, boss pussy. Every time I come, you know I body niggas fully.
Ooh.
Godfather with it while I
learn a little rookie. And I'm digging in your shorty, though a pussy kinda bushy.
Oh.
Fucking on a low Versace logo on a hoodie.
Yeah. Yeah, horn blow my nigga, bram, bram, bram.
Let it go, you already know what's really goody,
goody, goody.
Killing shit like I'm some kind of cancer.
Bag your bitch, now she my private dancer.
Uh-huh.
I don't understand why niggas feel like they have to ask who the God is when you know what's the answer.
Uh-huh.
Show cold shit till they be calling me strangler. $100 million safe behind the plasma.
Okay.
Crap up with it till they spreading propaganda.
Uh-huh.
I went up tech talk and we pop your man up on my shop.
Shabba
ranks on my shot, shabba ranks.
Nigga, getting so much money, it's like I just robbed a bank, nigga.
Shot, shabba ranks, shot, shot, shabba ranks. Eight gold rings, like I'm shot, shabba ranks. Four gold chains, like I'm shot, shabba ranks. One gold tooth, like I'm shot, shabba ranks.
Shabba. In there,
yeah,
S and a H and a A double B and a